maybe a smaller stick would have been a little better, because a larger stick doesn't seem to get a lot of wind power.
Sitting in front of a box of popsicle sticks and scissors, a group of fifth graders from Gomes Elementary School are putting together their first prototypes for wind turbine blades.
Okay, well, let's think about the shape. Why don't you draw what you were thinking?
These students are part of a program at Sea Lab, a marine sciences program for New Bedford Public School students. And today, they're trying to design blades that will generate enough energy to power a small red light. Greg Pimentel, who runs the offshore wind program, explains to the class how they should think about blade designs.
A really, really important thing is the pitch of the blade, or the angle, okay? Now, if I have my blade straight like this, can someone raise their hand and tell me, is this going to catch wind?
This year is the first year that the program is running an official offshore wind program for students. Teacher Kayla Florent-Corey says the program is just to introduce younger students to what's happening around them.
It's really important for my kids to learn about offshore wind because we live here in New Bedford, right on the coast, and this is something that's very current. I think it's so important for these kids to get into engineering, design, understanding about renewable energy, fossil fuels, and our environment.
The students test their miniature wind turbines with fans and record whose can generate the most energy.
This one's flickering.
It's almost there.
All right.
Excellent.
Flickering.
Though these fifth graders aren't sure if they want a job in offshore wind just yet, older students at Bristol Community College in Fall River are more seriously considering careers in the industry. The college is gearing up to offer the first accredited offshore wind degree in the state this coming fall. Professor Anthony Ucci says they've already gotten inquiries from interested students.
Well, currently, we're planning on training them to be operation and maintenance technicians. The fact is, that is the long-term job that stays with the actual wind farm.
He says the college saw an opportunity for a workforce pipeline in New Bedford. The program will include a general curriculum of engineering courses, but it'll also have classes on marine safety and training on a mock turbine.
There's essentially no offshore wind technicians in the U.S. right now, so we want to make sure that those students are ready to go when that job gets there.
One of the most challenging aspects about the program is making the industry seem real to students. Ucci says in the past, the promise of other renewable energy industries in the area, like the failed offshore wind project Cape Wind, have come and gone.
Cape Wind is a real problem that we deal with. That was supposed to be a big project. It was supposed to employ very many people. And the fact that that didn't happen makes people believe that it's possible that other projects like it might not happen.
But first-year student Joseph Massey says this time around, he thinks things are different. He's interested in a job in the offshore wind industry because now that the state has backed the construction of multiple offshore wind farms, it seems like the industry has gained a foothold.
Renewable energy as a whole, really. Solar, geothermal, wind, once it starts booming in the United States, as far as an engineer, that's where you want to be.
Bristol Community College is also moving forward on a joint offshore wind program with the Massachusetts Maritime Academy in Bourne and with the Adult and Community Education of Martha's Vineyard. And for fifth grader Bianca LeBron, back at the Sea Lab classroom, she says there's definitely something that piqued her interest in wind power.
We were learning about how the wind and how it spins and how fast it is, and it creates electricity, and it was pretty amazing.
The state's first commercial offshore wind farm is set to break ground at the end of this year, with at least three more to follow. When they come online, the hope is there'll be a workforce ready to keep the blades spinning. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.